Yeah.
I bet you didn't. What?
You're talking to someone who starts a camera in his room. Like, you know, when I first started YouTube, I was like, okay, mom, don't come up to my room. I'm just filming myself. Like, when you start YouTube, you don't realize how bad that sounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, me and Dara have a bit of respect. We come to Arclight to film ourselves.
Take yourself out of your comfort zone. Yeah, like you take to like film yourself out of the workplace because masturbation is a full time job for you.
This is Sean.
Hi, how's it going? Good, and yourself?
We're just gonna sit here and let Sean talk to us. Because that is like an hour's worth of material in itself.
Yeah, we should have started recording this earlier. I was saying gold.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just me sitting there saying gold, like the word gold for about an hour.
For about an hour. It was nice.
Was.
I enjoyed it. Talking about Dara. He's incredibly homophobic. Yeah. Yeah.
What are you trying to say?
Well,
are you trying to infer that I'm a homosexual?
Yes.
Well, you're right.
I think the fact that you stripped off to do the podcast was a bit of a...
Do you think?
Hey, listen, it's just comfort.
Do you think the task comes for too much? Clockwise.
I think what scares me more is the helmet, to be fair.
I just have a thing for Nazi memorabilia. The spike on the head. That's where I keep my shopping when I'm walking around. Just like planted on the spike.
Like a sexy unicorn. Oh god.
A sexy Nazi unicorn.
I don't like the whole nickname thing that's coming up for me here.
The sexy Nazi.
Sexy Nazi unicorn. And like, it's the first time someone's called me sexy and I haven't been okay with it. In fact, it's the first time anyone's called me sexy in any respect.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
Usually you just sit there and jiggle and it's okay.
My young Jake brings all the boys in here.
Oh no, that's sort of the reverse for me. My milkshake sends everyone home screaming.
there's a really weird vine on the internet, and that's playing in the background. It's just a guy dressed as a cow, just kind of pulling his udders.
I love that in Family Guy. Like, what? I feel happier than a cow getting milked. Yes! Oh, yeah!
Or there's someone branding the cow and takes it a ball and sticks it in his
head. Every Sunday I go to Baskin Robbins and buy myself a little treat. Just see him coming out with an ice cream.
For the bull in the china shop on two. Wasn't me.
My sister, for some reason, apparently there's some place in, I don't know if it's Japan or something, you can go in, they set up their own version of a china shop, and you just go in and smash everything you see. My sister was like, that would be really, really good to do. And I remember just standing there being like, so many issues.
What are you doing?
I'm scratching the back of my knee because it's itchy. And I know it looks very inappropriate. I love you.
Why did I find that funny?
I'm still scratching.
Scratching his balls as he says, I love you.
Yeah. It burns when I pee.
They tangled me the hair straightener.
Oh no.
Tangled
me. Remember that in The Simpsons of like, oh, I don't want cleaners in my house. Like, God knows what they'd find, so I want to clean the house before they get here. You see just a clip of the cleaners. Yeah. I was cleaning her shower and I found a hair, and it wasn't just any hair, it was a curly whirly. That's how filthy The Simpsons can get.
There was the Smithers one a while ago, and it's like, someone says threesome or something like that, and Smithers just pops in the bubble. Is that about a threesome?
Do you remember when Homer's the salamander and he's like saving them from the car pile up and he picks out music teacher and Smithers? I swear we were just carpooling!
Where's the man we can fire tennis balls out of his ass?
Oh, now there's an image. I know someone on the gay scene that can do that. Only it's with bowling balls.
It took me a few seconds.
Recently incarcerated.
He had one that he couldn't fit in. It was a spare.
Have you ever heard the Russell Howard story about going to a ping pong show in Thailand?
No.
You know, So they're there, it's about 20 minutes in, and then some old lady walks out, very mysterious, sits down, and everyone's like, basketball. Jesus, what's going to happen? And Jesus, lift up her legs. No, but she just...
oh my God. Well, pussies are known for eating birds.
I just imagine them be scratching around on the inside.
Oh, stop. Do you remember that in Juno? It's like, oh, 3 months on. It's like, did you know the baby has fingernails? Do you think it's like going to scratch your badge on the way out? You know, if you take all the McBain clips that they use.
Yeah, it's a movie.
It forms one big movie.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it kind of makes you want to do the research on it, but I'm not bothered. You know,
what's that? My new movie, it's called McBain. Let's get silly. Standing in front of a brick wall for 3.5 hours. Wow. Yeah, the script problems from day one. You suck, McBain! That was the joke. You suck, McBain! Saving Private Ryan's grandmother. Shut up, old lady, and stop kicking me there.
They did that in Family Guy with Gandhi. Like, you're worse than Gandhi trying to do stand-up. It's like, you're over here, you call your... It's like, you say, hey, bitch, but in my country, we would not refer to women in such a way.
I love that one of, this is worse than when Mother Teresa OD'd in my car. Push the bitch out of the car!
Push the bitch out of the car! Push her out!
Oh, no way, man,
we're
just push the bitch out of the car!
Oh, you're so pretty. You're always pretty. Hi, Stewie. No, don't leave me on the phone with that. And Brian's coming back.
Yay! We talked about this earlier about how Brian left. But
do you not watch Family Guy?
Not really. I'm not. Yeah.
Oh my! Get out! Watched, like, get out!
No!
This is me and Ben.
This is my building.
You don't belong anymore.
I know.
It's okay.
It made you feel bad.
You can play with your beard. That'll pass the time. Just imagine, like, real evil, like, twiddling each hair, like...
You joke, but that's what I actually do.
God, I've missed you.
Aw.
No, I haven't really. I just wanted to give you some compliments, because I've been verbally bashing you since I got here.
Not the only way you've been bashing me.
It's just a bit more than verbal.
Just call me Father Sean. Yeah, you killed it. You actually just killed that joke. Thank you for that. Ben, have you met the door?
On too many occasions. It's Keon was rather friendly.
That's funny because it means he has a small penis.
Yeah. Key shaped.
Ah, now that's just cringy. Breakfast, lunch,
hey,
and Jackson, dinner. Yeah, I was just gonna say that, man. It's his own personal lockpick. It's like that scene from Misery. I see you. I found your key, and like she picks up a hairpin. He provided the prop for that. His penis is detachable.
Screw it on.
Ah, the only screwing he does. Oh, you can't go wrong.
Getting it off in my situation is actually just taking it off.
So yeah,
charging it in the socket for the others.
When someone sees you dancing and goes, "Take it off," you just—they're shocked. Oh my God! Put it on! Put it on! I was thinking about that the other day, actually. You cannot have the device on plane. You're the boss. Ah, turn it back on! Turn it back on!
My God, literally, in turbulence. New Godzilla film actually
looked dead. Oh, with Cranston and other people. What's his name again?
Aaron Johnston.
That's, yeah, Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass, yeah.
But Bryan Cranston mainly.
You know, the one thing that worries me about it is the fact that yeah, like, I just keep thinking of that piece of shit Matthew Broderick one.
With Hank Azaria.
Hank Azaria's in it. Yeah, but don't say Hank. We never want to mention that Hank Azaria was in that. Hank Azaria's actually good. Jesus, you all right there, man?
I'm dying!
Would you like a drink of water? Yeah. Aww. He knows the conversation's going downhill. Yeah. He's trying his best just to make noises.
Don't address what it might be instead of water.
Oh.
Difference between...
Sean's gay.
I am a flaming homosexual.
There's a difference between gay and mouth raping Ben, though.
Darren just brought it to a dark place.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, no, let's be honest.
To be fair, you started it, Ben.
He brought it to a true place.
Yeah.
When you said a flavor, I was just going to mention like a Ben's reference of like, you always think of extreme bowling. He's just like, set it on fire, it's extreme!
No, I always just
get it in!
That's a Sarah Millican thing. It's like, I've used this line during sex. I've genuinely done it. Get it in. I've shaved everything. Don't waste it. She's used it apparently. So no, I always describe myself. I'm the gay human torch because I flame on. But I do. I do. And I'm a Marvel fan.
Yay! That was so weird.
These are so sad. You know?
Yeah.
I saw that. Do you know what? Like, I saw the ad for that new Marvel movie coming out, the samurai one. Now the only thing that
The galaxy one, Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, I can't wait for that. Can't wait for that.
Looks good.
But no. This is like
Paul Carangill. Like,
yeah.
Made by the guy who made Super. Your favorite film? Have you ever seen Super?
No.
It's the one.
He gets raped by a giant penis.
Rainn Wilson.
I'm sorry. Why haven't I seen this?
It's magical. It's amazing.
It's
he hates it.
It.
So Rainn Wilson is just.
The police call to his door and he daydreams about what it would be like in prison, and it is just him getting bummed by a big guy up against some bars.
I have to
okay,
see this
so Rainn Wilson of The Office fame.
What? I'm single. I need to pass the day.
Ellen Page also rapes him as well.
Ellen Page rapes him?
Yeah.
Oh,
so Rainn Wilson's this guy who his girlfriend, Liv Tyler, gets.
And a big imaginary.
Hang on,
Ben, let me explain the story.
Hold
it's a great
on,
story.
Is this the one Rosario Dawson's in?
No.
She's in some weird one.
Since he?
No.
Sin City's kind of weird.
But that's like a classic
weird. But in a
weird.
Really great way. Yeah.
She was in Trance, the Danny Boyle one, which was weird.
Is this the one where like...
It's James McAvoy as well.
The guy like gets naked in front of her and then she blindfolds him to a bed and then just gets a guy to come in and fucking rape him. And he's like, no!
That's
she's
not
just
that
like
one.
Standing
no.
there laughing. I'm like,
that
okay.
Like the girl
this
with the
is a...
tattoo. You ever seen that?
Not the English version.
Okay. She gets raped by her boss and she rapes him.
I remember going to see The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest in the cinema. Sweden, yeah. And the bit
couldn't
where
understand
there's
the
this
word,
like,
but visually it's
it was just great. It was a great way to spend 3 hours of your life. No, but like there's a bit where like a guy gets a nail gun through the ankles. Oh no, not through the ankles. She like nail guns his feet to floorboards.
Okay.
And he's just standing there being like, ah! And this like gang of people came and he can't move and then they just beat him.
Okay.
Oh, I think I've seen that scene. It was on TV.
It's on the telly. It's
great. Do you know what, actually, like, I like the. I know the English. It's let the right one in.
Oh yeah,
but like the actual foreign version, yeah. Not the let me in. Fucking
let me in.
Let me into door.
Not that English shite.
Not that shite with that bitch. Yeah.
Hey.
No.
Wait. No. That's your one.
From Kick-Ass.
Yeah, she's lovely. She's not bitch.
She's chosen some great parts though.
Doing well.
Mm. Yeah. Hit Girl, and now she's Carrie.
Tony Rock.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her on Tony Rock.
She's really good in Tony Rock.
Is she?
She's like the boss's daughter. She's constantly having arguments with Alec Baldwin.
She was...
She's great.
Alec Baldwin. Yeah.
She got real like controversy around her for the first Kick-Ass. Just because she said cunts.
But she was 11.
Come on. We've all done worse by the time we were 11.
We've all done that, haven't we?
We've all done that.
Hi, Mom! I think.
Thanks for listening.
Listen to this.
No, our mothers work together.
Yeah.
Your son said this. Yeah, well, your son said this.
I was going to, if we have any interview questions for Sean, because you're our guest.
No.
Ben, you've got anything? I've got nothing.
I'd be afraid of what you'd ask me, because you know too much. You know too much as well.
Yeah.
It's like, you know current me, you know past me.
Past is
that's
worse
what I'm more
probably,
worried
yeah.
about. I'm more worried about you bringing up the past.
No.
I have no shame. I will.
Oh, I did have, I had something, but not a bad thing. I was just going to ask you about your stand-up comedy.
Oh, well, I don't do much. It's just like, being currently trained in it by a comedy group in town, and it's musical comedy sometimes. I just need to, I haven't actually found a song yet to write, but like, yeah, I want to get down that road. I did a gig in the Bankers in just off Dame Street about like a couple of months back, and it was terrifying.
Yeah,
it was so terrifying because like literally you find like it's different when you're on stage after, and then you're like, oh, you know, haha,
hell
like,
yeah,
here's my lines, because you stick to a script. Yeah. But like you stick to your own script really when you're doing stand up, and like it's just sort of like you're begging the audience to love you, and then like.
But that's the thing Chris Hardwick said: the people who are like who go up and bomb but want to come back and do it again, they're the people who are gonna make it.
Who are gonna make it? Yeah.
There's also
the
classic Jerry Seinfeld line, which is: if anyone goes up to him and says, "I'm an aspiring comedian, what's your advice?" He'll say, "Quit." Because you're never going to be successful. And then his theory is
if they
keep going,
they'll
want to do it.
So I'm going to give up, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, just stop.
I've heard your stuff. Yeah.
I haven't, but stop anyway.
You know, I can always make a, you know, porn career.
I can always make a reggae album.
I know. People like whale fetishes, don't they?
Hey, they sell a lot of albums.
That's what Finding Dory is going to be like. Her talking to me for 2.5 hours. No, okay, back to films because I'm quite disturbed. I went to see Desolation of Smog.
I'm seeing it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is it good? No. Yeah, no.
No.
Okay, you didn't like it.
Okay. I want to see Anchorman. I want to see Frozen as well.
Frozen was okay. Anchorman, my dad saw it. He said it was good. He went to the.
And Kristen Wiig, she's like a female brick. I love your face, the part that has skin on it.
Your hair looks like wet popcorn.
Apparently, you've seen the picture I posted on Facebook. Selfie.
Oh God! Did you see that? That was terrifying.
Yeah, it was a girl like with just like bloody flesh. She's holding her face in her hand, and then it's just like blood dripping on here. Just a selfie, and my sister was like. Just commented being like, oh, that made me heave. And I was like, oh, that'll teach me for posting pictures of you on Facebook, Marie.
Yeah, that's looked like you in the mornings.
And this is my morning face. Taken out of a drawer.
Yeah, it really puts more emphasis to the phrase, I'm going to put my face on.
But no, Desolation of Smog. Desolation of Smog. I liked it. I liked it better than The Hobbit.
Okay.
Had more like action scenes and stuff in it.
Every time I see the trailer, I just go, "Holy shit! It's the chick from Lost."
Yeah, she was an invented character. She's not in the book.
All right.
Not in the book.
I always think Sherlock because it's Benedict
Benedict Cumberbatch. He steals the show even though you can't actually see him.
Yeah.
He's a dragon. But no, I thought like the elves. Like we all know, like from the original trilogy, that like. Legolas was a hero and like great fun, blah blah blah. But in this, he's made out to be like a villain.
Okay.
All the elves are made out to be slightly evil, but they're
get the feeling from the first one that they're just a bit dickish.
Like they're pompous bitches, really. But like,
except I can live forever. And yet I'm incredibly lonely now.
I love how you just like did the whole rainbow of emotion there in one noise. Oh.
Fabulous range, darling.
Notice the way I'm laughing there.
Acting.
Your range goes from one end of the table to the other.
Did you hear about the New Year's Eve Graham Wharton show?
No.
It's the Anchorman cast and Monty Python are the guests. Isn't that the best lineup?
That is the best.
Definitely.
So it's the four Anchorman and Chris and Applegate, I think, as well. And then the five Monty Pythons.
Nice. The Monty Python revival tour thing. Warwick Davis is in it.
Oh, is he? I thought he just did the press conference.
No, I was in London, and he's on all the posters.
Okay.
The tube stations.
Oh, then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I know. For a second there, I thought it was going to be like Spamalot or something. That's what they're advertising.
Yeah,
no,
it's like
wouldn't it be gas? I know, but wouldn't it be gas if they got Warwick Davis to play King Arthur?
Wouldn't that just be brilliant?
Yeah. It's like a whole new. He's come a long way from Willow. Did you ever see Willow?
No.
Did you see Willow?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God! I don't feel that old. I'm not that old. Yes, the cold air hurts my hip.
To be fair, the cold air hurts my knee, so I can't really comment.
Your knee?
Yeah, my left knee, whenever it's cold, it gets quite sore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know I'm gay?
And stiff.
Yeah. And stiff. Cold and stiff. Oh, come on.
Like a corpse.
Come on, you don't want, like...
Rick and Morty is silly.
I'm not normally a praying man, but if you're up there, please save me, Superman.
God, Buddha, SpongeBob, let her burn. I like how SpongeBob's the vengeful god. Yeah. I am Ganesh, do what I command you. No, leave Ganesh alone.
That is really insulting.
Hey, you got rid of that weird elephant dealy thingy. Oh, yes, now I got rid of that old thing. Why, now I can
now
have
that I
Tom
am...
Cruise and yeah. Nicole Kidman staring at me through their dead eyes.
Never forget who you are. Oh, wait, ah.
That episode was on today.
Was it?
Yeah, I was watching today.
I haven't seen it. My favourite episodes are Ralph episodes. Ah, she's touching my special area. So the doctor said I wouldn't
the
have so many.
The pointy kitty took it.
Or when Bart in the movie, when Bart like skateboards naked past him. I like men now.
I love it. That was why you've never seen that being quite shocked. Like, ah!
I've never seen
cartoon penis.
I know. I've looked up so many fan fictions of it. I'm joking. It's nice to see it when the actual animators send it out.
Yeah. And to be honest, it just kind of looks like that. It just looks like two knuckles and a really short middle finger.
To be fair, he's supposed to be 10, so
yeah.
It's not going to be fully grown
I'm
yet.
I'm not expecting much.
I'm sorry, why are we talking about this?
No idea.
Like, I always love that in Family Guy, though.
You're talking about Ralph.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Ralph. And I said one quote, and it turned into how big Bart's dick is.
Or how small,
yeah. Oh, God. Nostalgia.
When a mommy and a daddy
love each other very much, but get very angry with one another. Daddy sometimes holds her down and doesn't let her get back up until he wants to fall asleep. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how I was conceived.
My man working for my man.
I won't have a home after doing this podcast.
I was just thinking, for some reason, what I always found really funny in the Simpsons, only a small second clip, is when they do a clip show from like the past,
yeah.
And you just see Bart swinging naked on a washing line just outside open city.
Wee!
I need to find that hilarious.
He'll tire himself out. You just see like a day passing.
It's a baby cage. Got ships in there. Mine was great, didn't have these little bars. I'm joking, it's for the baby when they get him a puppy. No, Mom, baby cage playpen isn't like potato potato. I love the genre.
Yeah, I kind of figured that.
In case the audience didn't get it. These are all fools that don't watch Scrubs.
I heard a
My
great Scrubs
didn't.
Joke the other day. In the in the new Community ad? Have you seen that yet?
No.
I haven't seen Community yet.
Oh, you should watch Community.
I'm on my obsession with New Girl right now.
Oh, New Girl's good as well.
Yeah.
Like
you should be called Bridge Terabithia because you make little children cry. Say your fucking quote.
So it's because Jeff Winger comes back as a teacher in this series because he's graduated in the last series. Okay. And Abed goes, repiloting can be pretty intense. Scrubs Series 9, Zach Braff is only in 6 episodes. And then Troy just goes, that son of a bitch, after everything Scrubs did for him. Which is funny because Troy is leaving the show Community after 5 episodes. It's very funny.
It is very funny.
I'm very funny, I swear.
Oh, I love how his voice cracked. I'm very funny. You just have the raw emotion in his voice.
But then they did like a Hobbit-style trailer for Community. And it looks deadly. And it's like there's a riot in the school.
Oh, sorry. I'll let you finish that, but just after that, remind me.
Mike from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
He's the bad guy in this series. Chang has a great quote. There's a scene where they're in the study room and they have to do lie detector tests. Yeah. And then it's like, Benjamin Franklin Chang, ready to serve up some truth. Have you ever masturbated in the study room? And he just rips the thing off and walks out. And then he comes back in and goes, I didn't just masturbate in the study room. I masturbated everywhere. Everywhere! That's it's Chow from Hangover, by the way.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's even better. Yeah.
Leslie Chow.
Oh, and then also, there's a bit in the riot where Magnitude throws a trash can through a window and just screams, Pop!
My favourite one is Magnitude in the paintball episode when he gets headshot, and Troy's like, pop what? Pop what magnitude? Pop what? Magnitude. Pop what magnitude?
Ironically, that's his sex face.
Pop pop
pop pop
pop pop pop pop pop pop pop. Okay, anyway,
okay, sorry,
can we talk about, sorry, what I just, when you said trailer there, just like this epic moment of Time of the Doctor.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Time of the Doctor, oh my god. Like, cause like literally I don't know, I don't want to blog about anything else until that. Because, like, I've been usually doing, like, favorite companion or...
Yeah.
Like, did you see the picture I posted with me and you were chatting?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm updating the blog all the time. But Time of the Doctor. Oh, my God. Because so many things are happening. I know everything that happens in it thanks to the fucking Sun newspaper posting every detail.
I've stayed away from it.
Did you see the trailer?
Yeah.
Did you see the trailer?
Yeah.
I read something. Sorry, this is where... I'm getting all these fucking thoughts. I read that... Shut up.
There's a time for that, Ben, and this is Doctor Time.
Make anything, Sean.
When we press stop. Sorry, no, you can't make anything that I say sound dirty because everything I do say is dirty. Anyway,
Doctor.
I'm trying to fucking get a story here. There's a fan rumor going around that the other way, it was never touched upon in the 50th. Oh my god, you can't even take me seriously for that. But of how Riversong and Clara were mentally linked.
Yeah.
There's a rumor going. Okay. Oh my god, are you seriously taking that in a dirty way? Would you shut up? I'm trying to fucking talk. About that, like, apparently one of Clara's past lives was the nanny of Riversong. Like, I remember she was raised in that orphanage. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that, like, that's why when you see her... Well, actually, it is true when you look back at Time of the... Or the Day of the Doctor. Yeah. Name of the Doctor. My God, they can't even pick a fucking original title anymore. The name of the Doctor, when River meets Clara, the look she gives her is real, like, I know you, but the masks are straight away. So, like, bitch. There is, like... Yeah! It's like... You don't know me.
We were linked.
Y'all don't know me. You don't know what I've been.
You find the man who did this.
You find the man who did this. You catch him. Brian was a dog.
Back to the
That's
what do we think of Peter Capaldi?
I can't wait.
Either.
I've been watching so much in the thick of it.
Just
to prepare, but it's weird because he's so sweary.
He's so.
Did you ever see the fan trailer where it's just it's lines, Clara's lines, and then he just inserts.
Oh fuck off!
It's like run, you clever boy. Oh fuck off! Yeah. Or then what's the River Song has a line, and he goes, "You need to learn to shut your fucking hole."
I know some of them. Oh, there's just sorry. It's just so frustrating because someone and I'm like one of my friends is talking to me at the minute. And he's just like, oh, I'm watching an episode of Doctor Who, and then he was like, oh right. I'm like, I didn't know he was a fan. Turns out he isn't. He just started halfway through season 6, and then he was like, why is the guy dressed as a Roman, as a true Whovian? I'm like, get the fuck out. Go back to your hole.
Actually, here's a question: do you think they're gonna address the Capaldi guest role in the next series?
Oh, they are. Yeah,
they are.
Yeah,
Stephen
Moffat says that that his.
Damn it! You're so much more of a fan than I am.
Hey, I run the blog. I have to know my stuff. He said.
You run the blog?
Is it?
No, Tumblr.
Tumblr for life.
Tumblr for life. I'm gay guy from Gallifrey.
That's a plug, by the way.
That's a plug right there. Sing till I drop. Sing till I drop as well on YouTube. I haven't updated it in about 6 months, but I don't care. It's there.
I've noticed. I check it every day.
Yeah, I know. You live your life around it. I know. I get messages and love letters. Just one more video. Stephen Moffat. He said that. What's his face? Peter Capaldi's appearance in Pirates of Pompeii isn't going to go unnoticed.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I want to know what happens there.
Did you see? Oh yeah, I did show you this. That like, and I don't know what that was.
Weird noises to address the tension.
He was saying that. In the 50th anniversary, when all the doctors are like assembling.
Yeah.
they come out of the crack in time. From
yeah.
Oh
crack.
My god. Well, like, I don't know why. I don't know why. Because like the other way he lied, Moffat lied about loads of things about the 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
Granted, he's like, it's like the one thing. It's like I was thinking about this last night. The doctor lies. That's the number one rule.
Yeah.
Stephen Moffat's just like a really bad doctor. Because every lie that he says is uncovered by the time
he can.
He likes to think he can. No, in like, yeah, so there was like
sitting in a, just a blue cardboard box in his home. Take me away, imagination.
Did you actually, did you see the five-ish Doctor's reboot thing?
Oh, I loved it.
The,
Peter Jackson and
but there's a bit where Moffat or Peter Davison rings Moffat's like, if there's any parts for the fifth Doctor, let me know. And then Moffat's assistant rings him and it's like, sorry, I'm busy. And he's just got a Matt Smith action figure and a David Tennant action figure. He's like, time to write.
Yeah, it's like, this is dodging the tour. I loved it. Or George and Moffat appear in it.
Yeah.
It's like, was there something I was forgetting?
Ah!
You know, push, George.
And then John Barrowman as well, where it's like, I'm going out clubbing.
Please don't tell anybody. It's like there's a wife and kids in the car.
And then when he's singing all the show tunes on the way to Cardiff.
Yeah, and then they get into the Doctor Who experience by handing them the like signed CDs from John Barrowman.
It's like, yeah,
they
you
just
go
add
in.
Them to the bookers.
So great.
I love John Barrowman.
Oh, I love him.
He's fantastic.
He's so funny. Have you heard his Quarter Mile High Club story? No, his Half
Mile High
Club.
What?
He was on the Nerdist podcast.
He was on the Nerdist podcast and he talked about getting a blowjob on a plane while still in his seat. And he gets off the plane and what is it? As you know, you're getting off the air hostess so there. Hope you enjoyed your flight. Gets to him. Hope you enjoyed your flight. He goes, yeah, I did. And the air hostess was like, I know, we saw. And he was on another flight.
God.
He was on another a long haul flight where basically to keep themselves busy, the crew would rotate. The cabin crew would rotate by picking random men and women out of the cabin. Bringing them back to where the cabin crew slept and sleeping with them.
Where do we go to these?
I was just gonna say, I was like, you know, I passed up
WestJet.
WestJet.
They give.
Yeah. what do you want for Christmas? Well, it'll be on the flight. You need more than you put me. It's like, yeah. It's like, what don't you want? Chlamydia. Well, it'll be waiting for you by the time you get off the plane. Chlamydia is on the rise in Dublin in the past year, I will say that. No, it seriously is, but sticky. You know how it is. You know how it is anyway. No, no.
You gave
what?
It to me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get, is there anything
you
that
said
talking?
You were pure.
The weird thing is when you said that, I didn't think it was a joke. I said, I told you so much shit. Is there something the path of the told you? What? Is he referencing
I think you'd remember getting chlamydia.
And telling Sean that you have chlamydia.
And giving me
that's
chlamydia.
That's like a big thing to say.
Yeah.
You don't just casually go, I have chlamydia.
Well, I do.
Small, you know. I think that was the shocking thing.
Yeah, no, that's what I've been telling people. I've been getting it from something really small. Thanks, Ben.
You're welcome. Hey, fits into tight areas.
Now, that's just not right. Stop it. We've already established it's a lockpick.
Chastity belts, no problem anymore. There you go.
Yeah, you've used that joke earlier.
I know.
Yeah, amazing when you say things twice, isn't it?
I'm just a fan
of chastity. Just in case we didn't hear it.
Yeah, I'm just a fan of chastity belts. What can I say? I like a challenge.
Robin Hood men in tights.
What is it?
Yeah. It's like, no, ding ding before the wedding ring. No, you can't do it.
What is
unless
it?
You go sue it. Or else I blew it.
Is there a scary movie one where she has the electric, it's like chicken wire, yeah. It's just electrocuted.
Or when he opens
it
up,
out the window.
Oops, sorry, it's been a while. Just think of it like a Tootsie Pop. I can never wait to get to the chewy middle.
On that note, we might.
We should probably
we'll wrap it up there.
Yay!
On that wonderful line.
Bye,
everybody.